On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
And Joburg is at 25 degrees at the moment. Pretoria, 27, Mahikeng, up to 30 degrees today. The Department of Correctional Services has confirmed that Vusimuzi Katmatlala was transferred to the Ebongweni Correctional Facility from the Khosi Mampuru II Correctional Center on the 21st of December. Departmental spokesperson Simagato Nxumalo says the transport of remand detainees and sentenced offenders between facilities is standard practice. He says it's determined by the primarily security factors, things like safety, operational requirements, and also effective inmate management.
It has to be stated as well that the transfer of an inmate does not prejudice their legal rights or access to services.
Another big story today, the police in Mpumalanga says DNA tests will reveal the identity of the remains found in the Nkomati River. It was found by a fisherman yesterday and it's believed to be that of a missing South African National Defence Force member that was swept away by flood waters. Now, this is one of two SANDF members. They were on patrol and they tried to cross a flooded bridge. The Minister of Defence Military Veterans, Angie Mochecha, arrived on the scene where operations continue.
And strange, I was here on the 21st and I saw both officers. I had the privilege of meeting the two of them that have passed on. So it's people that really I had a privilege of meeting. And it's very sad indeed.
But then we have a story that restores your faith in humanity. The National Sea Rescue Institute has rescued four men after their ski boat became trapped on the edge of the Grootdraai Dam spillway near Standerton on Monday. So after an apparent mechanical failure, they risked being swept over a dam wall. But the NSRI spokesperson Craig Lambinen commended the Department of Water and Sanitation for the role of one of its members.
It appears that a Department of Water and Sanitation member had opened three sluice gates at the spillway, which automatically created a vacuum under the casualty boat, alleviating the overflow pressure by some remarkable understanding of the situation.
And no injuries or fatalities have been recorded. South Africa is preparing to bid farewell to 2025. The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals reminds citizens to adhere to the regulations around fireworks and to also pay attention to their pets during this time. It's advising pet owners to create safe and comfortable spaces for their animals, keeping curtains drawn to block out fireworks and also to play calming music. Here's SPCA spokesperson Samantha Stelly.
Consider celebrating their New Year's festivities with kindness and with compassion, and to understand that fireworks can be very traumatizing to animals. So we really urge people not to use fireworks on New Year's.
Moving abroad, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed that the country hit and destroyed a docking area for alleged Venezuelan drug boats. It is considered to be the first land strike of the military campaign the U.S. launched against drug trafficking from Latin America. The full story is online. And finally, in number two of the countdown of your top stories for 2025 is the arrest of a former City of Tshwane accountant for 11 million rands worth of fraud earlier this year. Tinka Abbott appeared before the Pretoria Magistrates Court in June and was granted bail of 50,000 rand. She was accused of transferring 11 million rand to fraudulent municipal accounts. That is the story that got the second most amount of reads this year. And then, drum roll please. Your number one top story for the year is the G20 dry run, which led to massive traffic disruptions in Gauteng.
Yes,
who will ever forget that?
Not us, that's for sure.
How long did you drive to work? I remember this.
Yeah, hour people 30. Struggled. It took me an hour 30 to do something that usually takes me 30 minutes.
Hoister.
Yay!
But South Africa made history. We were the first African nation to host the G20 and security measures were under the spotlight. That story got the most reads. All levels of law enforcement, from national to municipal, started implementing security measures in Gauteng. Now, it was widely regarded as a success. The US took over presidency and they did assume the chair, but South Africa has been cut off from the meetings at this stage. So that's a wrap of your Jacaranda News Watch for 2025. There won't be any news bulletins tomorrow and on the 1st of January, but we'll be back on air on the 2nd. I'm